A Glen Rock man was killed when he lost control of his vehicle on Cold Springs Road west of Douglas on Tuesday evening. According to the Wyoming Highway Patrol, 49-year-old David Geo was westbound on Highway 91 when he drifted over the center line.
The driver then overcorrected the vehicle, steering to the right and then again to the left, which caused his vehicle to go in a broadside slide and then off the roadway on the left side, going down a steep embankment.
Highway Patrol Sergeant Stephen Townsend says the GMC Envoy rolled two times. Townsend said Geo was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected during the rollover. He says investigators are looking to see if alcohol contributed to that crash. Now that the Sheep Herder Hill fire on Casper Mountain is 100% contained, the status of overseeing it now is back into local control.
I believe Casper Mountain Fire and the Trona County Fire Protection District, the folks who routinely respond to that area will still be monitoring and working that area.
Natrona County Emergency Manager Lieutenant Stu Anderson says that the last of the evacuations have been lifted.
Oh, down around the hit the lower Hazelton Trail, Canyon, Cougar, Limber Pine, that area down in there, those are lifted also. People still need to use caution when access their properties.
And officials are asking that only people that live or have property on Casper Mountain be allowed on the mountain until further notice. Officials with Natrona County Parks are assessing the damage caused to park facilities by the Sheep Herder Hill fire. Now, Dick O'Hearn is the assistant superintendent for Natrona County Parks. He says Ponderosa Park was confirmed destroyed by the blaze.
It's a complete loss. The footings and foundations are all that remain of the shelter and the restroom facility.
O'Hearn says despite fire getting close to the facility, Crimson Dawn Park was unscathed by the blaze.
The fire got close to the grave sites that are linked to the museum by a small trail, but the trail is unaffected. The museum and the building is unaffected by the fire.
O'Hearn says a timetable hasn't been set to rebuild Ponderosa Park. He says for the time being, Ponderosa Park will stay closed and the road leading into the facility will remain barricaded. Well, Governor Matt Mead announced recently the state won't meet an upcoming federal health care reform deadline, specifying whether Wyoming will establish its own health insurance exchange. Mead says he wants more information, including how long the federal government will help pay for it. In a letter to the governor last week, one Wyoming consumer group asked him to take a closer look at the data and move forward with the program they believe will benefit the state.
I think there's some sort of selective use of data, and we're trying to encourage the governor's office to really look to drill down and evaluate the numbers and consider all the money that will be saved.
Marguerite Herman for the Project Healthcare Consumer Advocates says expansion of Medicaid to bring another 31,000 people under coverage would be paid for 100% to start, with about a 2% increase in costs after 3 years for the state. Go to K2Radio.com for links to reports on Medicaid and the uninsured.